The Cat in the Hat Comes Back by Dr. Seuss. This was no time for play, this was no time for fun. This was no time for games, there was work to be done. All that deep, deep snow, all that snow had to go. When our mother went down to the town for the day, she said, "Somebody has to clean all this away. Somebody, somebody has to, you see." Then she picked out two somebodies, Sally and me. Well, there we were. We were working like that. And then who should come up but the Cat in the Hat. "Oh, oh," Sally said, "don't you talk to that cat. That cat is a bad one, the Cat in the Hat. He plays lots of bad tricks. Don't you let him come near. You know what he did the last time he was here?" "Play tricks?" laughed the cat. "Oh my, my, no, no, no. I just want to go in to get out of the snow. Keep your mind on your work. You just stay there, you two. I'll go in the house and I'll find something to do." Then that cat went right in. He was up to no good, so I ran in after as fast as I could. Do you know where I found him? You know where he was? He was eating a cake in the tub. Yes, he was. The hot water was on and the cold water too. And I said to the cat, "What a bad thing to do. But I like to eat cake in a tub," laughed the cat. "You should try it sometime," laughed the cat as he sat. And then I got mad. This was no time for fun. I said, "Cat, you get out. There is work to be done. I have no time for tricks. I must go back and dig. I can't have you in here eating cake like a pig. You get out of this house. We don't want you about." Then I shut off the water and let it run out. The water ran out, and then I saw the ring. A ring in the tub, and oh boy, what a thing. And a big long pink cat ring. It looked like pink ink. And I said, "Will this ever come off? I don't think." "Have no fear of that ring," laughed the Cat in the Hat. "Why, I can take cat rings off tubs just like that." Do you know how he did it? With Mother's white dress. Now the tub was all clean, but her dress was a mess. Then Sally looked in. Sally saw the dress too, and Sally and I did not know what to do. We should work in the snow, but that dress, what a spot. It may never come off, Sally said. It may not. But the cat laughed, "Ho, ho, I can make the spot go. The way I take spots off a dress is just so. See here," laughed the cat. "It is not hard at all. The thing that takes spots off a dress is a wool." Then we saw the cat wipe the spot off the dress. Now the dress was all clean, but the wool, what a mess. "Oh, wool spots," he laughed. "Let me tell you some news. To take spots off a wool, all I need is two shoes."